This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Pharrell on a bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the bad seat, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York City. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. People dress in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do bit. All my friends that come around, fly to party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, this town's a tatter. My brains are splattered all over Manhattan. Should do be shake out. Are you with us tonight from New York? 855-212-4227 is our toll-free line. It's brought to you by Geico. You can save a bunch of money. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Connor Letourneau covers the Warriors for the San Francisco Chronicle. He'll join us in around 11 minutes. And then at 1140 East, 840 West, Scott Miller, our buddy from Bleacher Report, covers baseball. We'll go off on MLB with him. Reports say the Rockets are now allegedly pursuing a sign-and-trade for Jimmy Butler, which would allow him to join Harden and CP3. Could a Harden-Paul Butler trio win the West next year, or would they be at each other's throats? Is it true that, do you believe it's true that Harden and CP3 can't stand each other? So what makes you think that cancer would make it any better? Has he not been a pain in the ass everywhere?
Especially because wasn't one of his biggest gripes with the young players in both Chicago and Minnesota their lack of defense, and now going to put him with Harden?
What about, obviously he's never happy, but he kind of was in Philly, wasn't he? Don't you think that, like, maybe that would be the best thing for him just to stay there?
You would think that.
I mean, honestly, didn't he have, like, his moment in the sun where he was on a good team and he didn't, be the whole time?
Maybe he doesn't like the young guys on that team quietly, right?
He doesn't like anybody, apparently.
Right.
So why would he want to play with those two?
Well, they're veterans. They've been around a long time.
Well, first of all, the one is such a ball hog that, like, can you even imagine Butler? When's he going to get touches? What's he going to average, 5 a game? Seriously. Are you buying this?
It's all about winning.
Are you buying this? That
no,
it's gonna
I'm actually not. I don't see it.
Well, I guess they're, so you don't even think they're trying to do it.
I mean, if it's out there that it's being talked about, then I'm sure they're thinking about it, but I don't see it. I'm with you. Why wouldn't the dude stay in Philly? Like, what?
There were extensive conversations today at some point or another, Carver High, about Las Vegas.
Was there?
Next month. Where, remember I sent you that email?
Yes.
Like, at one point I asked her, do I really have to fill that thing out? I go, because I don't really want to fill that out, and I'm sure my guys don't want to fill it out either. Don't you already know who we are?
Like, I'll fill it out. I'll fill it out tonight. Mine, at least. I don't know.
Well, that's not going to do me any good. I gave her your information. Isn't that all they want on there anyway?
It said something about, like, the ID number on my license and this and, like, she needs to know that I'm going back to a different airport than you, if possible.
I already told her that twice.
Okay.
So, again today, for the second time, I told her, you're going to LaGuardia or JFK.
Right.
But we're going out Newark. She knows everything. She said she got everything under control.
Do we need to send this thing?
I don't think so. Like, but it's up to you. But, Mafia, what do you think? Do you always fill that thing out?
Yeah, I do. I'd send it just to double check.
All right, will you do it for me?
They don't
then?
Always do their own travel. They have other people do it, so sometimes they got to send
will
it.
Will you do it so that I don't have to? Like,
you
I'm gonna
give it to me, and I'll send them both.
Do you see earlier today what happened when I had a problem in here? What did I tell you was going to happen?
You're going to lose your cool, so you just walked out and let me handle it.
I was going to lose my temper. Right? Was I not about to lose my temper? Was it warranted? Was there any warrant in that I was right about what was going on in here?
Yeah, it's a very annoying situation. I mean, you kind of went right from 0 to 60. Like, after a couple minutes of messing with it, I could have seen that. You kind of, like, once you saw it, you're like, I'm out of here. So you kind of like went from, you like left a couple steps there, but I understand your frustration about it.
Right.
I mean, it took me like 10 minutes to fix it.
So 10 minutes, I would have snapped. I would have snapped it out of the wall. I just don't put up with it. I'm not having it. All right, so we have a lot going on here. The Lakers believe that they will be a legit player in the Kawhi Leonard sweepstakes when free agency opens. And it has long been thought the Raptors and Clippers were the only places he would go, but the Lakers feel that they can change that. Do the Lakers have a legitimate shot, Carver High, at Kawhi Leonard?
I don't believe so.
You think he's...
I think that they want to be involved in Kawhi Leonard.
Are you leaning Toronto or the Clippers?
I'm 50-50. I have no idea.
50-50. Mavi, what about you? Are you on Kawhi to go where? Toronto, Clippers, Lakers?
I'm going to say stay in Toronto, because I think he has the best chance of going back and getting a title there. I know everyone's all hot on the Clippers if he goes there. I think the best chance, with the East being beat up like it is, stay in Toronto, roll through there, and have to play a tough series in the finals, and that's it.
So Manny Machado returned to Baltimore tonight at Camden with a home run, and the Yankees hit another home run in their 28th consecutive game. I think it was LeMahieu. Is that about right? And that's a new major league record.
They hit a bunch of bombs tonight. LeMahieu, Judge, Double E.
Gleyber.
I think, did he four solo home runs?
I think he may have jacked one as well. Sergei Zubov, Guy Carboneau, and my buddy Jim Rutherford of the Pittsburgh Penguins, among the entries announced for the Hockey Hall of Fame, snubbed again, was Jeremy Roenick and Alex Mogilny. What did you think of the class that got in?
I mean, look, I'm not saying that the
yawn.
People that... It's a yawn class. There's no doubt about it. I don't have a problem with the guys who got in, but seriously, like, how much longer are we going to go here with JR and Mogilny not getting in? Like, don't you think those guys are Hall of Famers? Like, honestly,
I think they are.
I feel like we've done this, like, this is like the second or third year in a row that we sat in this room the day that they put out the Hockey Hall of Fame, and we're like, why isn't JR and Mogilny in the Hall of Fame yet?
So
they got Sergei Zubov in there, though, and Guy Carboneau. They got them in there today.
Did you hear this interview that Iguodala did? Like, that he went off on everything.
Yeah, I was reading some of the transcripts of it. I mean, it seems like yesterday we were talking about how there's no way that, you know, that Durant could blame them, and then Iguodala's coming out and pretty much saying, listen, they did the same thing to me last year. Like, they're putting it out there that I can come back. And meanwhile, I have a broken leg, essentially, and that they're trying to rush me back. So, you know, he bashed them for getting rid of Mark Jackson. It seems like he just went scorched earth on the franchise in general.
So, I guess, is he finished there?
I mean, he might be towards retirement at this point. He's up there in age. There's been talk about it the last couple of years. I mean, he even said that they price out the fans. They're screwing the fans over because, you know, they're making the tickets so expensive for all the people in Silicon Valley, not the regular fans.
Anyway, he touched on how the Warriors' success affected some of their audience. We priced our real fans out, as the Silicon Valley crowd could afford to pay the higher seats than casual fans. The Chase Center is set to open next season after 48 years in Oakland. He thought Jackson was blackballed from the NBA because of politics that go on behind the scenes. He's one of my favorite coaches of all time. He was going to put you in the best position to get the most money. God bless him for that. How about the Celtics going after Kemba? Is that accurate? Kemba Walker, they went up in Boston.
That wouldn't be a bad move for them.
We got more on D'Lo, Laker rumors. Does he stay in no sleep till Brooklyn? Ujiri staying in Toronto like we thought he would. The Knicks think if anyone can do it, come back from an Achilles, it's KD. And the Knicks would only give KD, Kyrie, or Kawhi the max. At least they have their sights set high. But it's Boogie Cousin, Marcus, and Markieff Morris that's on their free agent radar. And remember, the other one is Julius Randle. I've been telling you about that since 2 weeks ago, that he's the guy I would go get. And now all of a sudden they have interest in him.
Mutual interest, apparently.
And Porzingis, the Mavs will give him a 5-year, $158 million maximum deal as soon as free agency starts. We got so much to do tonight, tons of it. And Connor Letourneau next from the Warriors. We'll talk about Iguodala and everything else on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, Connor Letourneau covers the Warriors for the San Francisco Chronicle. He's on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Connor.
Hey, thanks for having me.
My man, so how do you think they're going to look, you know, going into their new arena, you know, team-wise, lineup-wise, without KD and Klay, at the very least, with their injuries?
It's going to be really interesting. I mean, obviously they have 9 free agents this summer, 2 of whom are named Kevin Durant and Klay. Kevin Durant and Klay, even if they both come back, and it's looking like Klay will, we still don't know about Durant, but they will both be out most, if not all, of next season recovering from their injuries. So the way the salary cap works, the way the CBA works, it's going to be really hard for the Warriors to replace those guys with pieces that are even close to the same ability level. All they really are going to have to work with is the mid-level exception and the minimum contract. Best case scenario, you get the disabled players exception if KD comes back, which would give you another $9.2 million to play with. But, yeah, no, it's gonna be a less talented roster next season for sure.
So do you think, you know, you hear all these rumors and everything about both of them, and the big one is, well, most people, even you, indicated that you think Klay will be back, but the one that everybody around here in New York talks about is Durant. Even with the Achilles and the surgery and the year, they still want him, and that they still believe that he, if anyone can come back from that injury, it's him.
Yeah, no, he's still going to get max-level offers from at least several teams, 2 of whom are in New York, the Nets and Knicks. It's already pretty clear that they're going to offer 4 years at the max. And if they can get KD, it'll just be a situation where they're kind of orienting their roster to compete in 2020-2021, knowing that he'll probably miss all of next season. I mean, he's just that level of a player, generational talent, where if you can get him, you're willing to pay max level money for a year knowing that he won't even play. That's the place he's at, which is pretty incredible.
So what was it like for you to, you know, watch him play every single night?
Oh, it was incredible. You know, I mean, he really is one of the greatest scorers of all time. I think you can make the argument that he is the greatest scorer of all time. You know, he's the most efficient volume scorer in NBA history. He just has shots that you can't defend. And when he's locked in defensively, he's elite on that side of the ball as well. So if New York fans get him, they're going to be in for a treat, because he's the type of guy who can take one of the worst teams in the league and make them a playoff contender just by himself.
So, did you hear about this interview that Iguodala did today on the radio in New York?
Yeah, I saw it. It was a really good interview.
What did you think?
He had a bunch of good stuff. Probably the most interesting thing I saw was him talking about his leg injury that he had.
Right.
That kept him out of part of the playoffs in 2018, and he said that the Warriors we're calling it a bone bruise, and that it was actually a fracture, which is interesting because pretty soon after that surfaced, I got a call from a member of the Warriors saying, hey, just so you know, Iguodala signed off on the wording of his injury to us. So we got that approved by Iguodala. So he kind of was making it out like the Warriors were kind of being dishonest. And the Warriors are saying, hey, he approved that. So, you know, it's interesting. But I thought the stuff about Mark Jackson, saying that Mark Jackson was blackballed from the league, it was all good stuff. When Andre's on, when he's in a good mood, he's one of the best interviews in the league.
When Connor Letourneau with the Chronicle with us on the bench, so when the story Rick Bucher did talked about how Durant was upset with the, you know, the Warriors medical staff, I think we had heard some faction of that, you know what I mean, at some point earlier in the finals. Are you buying all that is true then, that he was really unhappy with the way they handled things?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. The way that story was reported, I don't want to throw Rick Bucher under the bus, but the way it was reported, I was a little confused by the sourcing. Obviously, it was anonymous sourcing, but it came across in a way that was a little vague, and you weren't sure if the people he was talking to were actually directly had direct knowledge of the situation or if they were just speculating. And they didn't even actually say, he didn't actually write in the story that he was upset about the handling of the injury. He just said that people are saying that Kevin Durant is upset with the team, and the assumption is because of the injury. So to me, that's pretty flimsy. I have not heard that from any of my contacts within the organization. I would not feel comfortable reporting that. So I don't know what to believe, but I don't necessarily trust that reporting, to be honest with you.
So, you know, the new arena opens next season. Obviously, that's going to be awesome, and it's an incredible building from what I'm hearing. But, I mean, honestly, like, what's it going to be like, do you think, with that lineup without those guys? And if anything happens to Curry or, you know, Green or, you know, I mean, literally, because they play so many games, I just can't fathom nothing going wrong when we just saw them over about a 30-day period have everything in the world go wrong. I you know, with what they have, I mean, they're moving into a new building. It almost sounds like it's a dangerous way to make a living with a lineup like that. If any injuries occur whatsoever, they could be screwed, that team.
Yeah, it's not an ideal way to open the Chase Center at all. I'm sure Joe Lacob is not happy. They had so many big plans for that arena, for the first season in that arena. And the reality is that people are going to be paying thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to watch a product that is potentially going to be lucky to make the playoffs. But I think that if the Warriors can re-sign both Klay and KD, and they can sell to the fans, hey, we just got to get through this 1 year with us, and then hopefully Klay will come back in time for the playoffs, and we'll have a chance once he gets back, and then next season we'll be one of the best teams in the league again. I think that fans will be able to stomach it. If that's the case,
do you think, Connor, that if they, let's say, they don't come back, and let's say, you know, KD leaves or whatever, and let's say Klay and Curry are there and Green, let's say, hypothetically, do you see them winning another championship ever without, like, Durant?
I think they can, but I think they're going to need to do a little better job of rounding out the roster than they have in the past couple of years. They're going to need to hit on a couple steals late in the draft, kind of like what the Spurs did. You know, the reason the Spurs were able to stay relevant for 20-plus years is because after they got Tim Duncan and David Robinson, they went and they got Tony Parker at 28. They got Manu Ginobili in the 50s. You know, they got Kawhi Leonard outside the lottery. So the Warriors are going to need to do that. I'm not sure that Steph, Klay, and Draymond is going to be enough to win a title with how good Toronto looks, assuming Kawhi comes back, and how much better teams like Philadelphia and some of those other teams would be.
So let me ask you lastly, with the West, the way it's, you know, feasibly shaping up, let's say if let's say Kawhi went to the Lakers or the Clippers, like Clippers, let's just say, even if he went there, the Lakers with AD and LeBron and Kuzma, Denver was already tough. Sacramento's got those young guns. I mean, it is insane. But the fact of the matter is, you might I mean, literally, they might have their hands in a big problem next year because all these teams are stacking up and loaded. Houston as well. I mean, obviously. And, I, you know, with the Warriors, without those guys playing, they may not even matter.
Yeah. No, it's really crazy how quickly the landscape. This year, I don't think there was any team in the West that could even really threaten the Warriors. Even Houston. You know, Houston pushed it to six games, but I never really doubted that the Warriors were going to win that series. But so many teams are going to be better. And I think the worst case scenario, it's a real question. Can the Warriors even make the playoffs? I mean, because you think about the toll that Curry is going to have to endure to put this team on his back without Klay.
Right.
And, you know, we all know about his ankle issues and Draymond's been banged up, and Andre's been banged up. You know, you're one more injury away from missing the playoffs.
I mean, even Portland is stacked and better. I mean, it is incredible. Connor, great stuff tonight from the San Francisco Chronicle. Appreciate you coming on the bench. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio. All right, there he is, Connor Letourneau.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Can you believe that summer's here? That means baseball action daily. PharrellOnTheBench.com has you covered. All the plays every day, every game, everything that's on the board, even boxing and MMA picks. PharrellOnTheBench.com. The best picks, the best price. Buck a day, son. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. So Vandy wins game two. So tomorrow night, I'm assuming they'll go for all the marbles between Michigan and Vanderbilt in the NCAA baseball championship in Omaha, right? So I think 4-1 the final. Vandy, nice comeback for them tonight to even the series up, and now one for everything. Who do you like there, Carver High, tomorrow night? Michigan or Vandy?
I like Vandy.
Going Vandy.
They're the better team.
Is that right?
Allegedly.
The other team's been the hottest team in baseball.
Sometimes the better team wins.
Like tonight.
Right.
So I wonder, do they have like some ace going tomorrow or something?
I have zero idea.
So anyway, some of the rumors that are going on with basketball.
It really is all over the place, right?
I mean, it's everywhere. Like, literally, they have Kawhi going to every team in the league.
Which is just, it was two.
Knicks, Nets, today. Clippers, Lakers, Raptors. I mean, why not the Warriors?
And now you've seen it shift over the last, like, two or three days to the point where it seems like everybody thinks that Kyrie and KD to the Nets is, like, a done deal. Everybody's like, it's done.
And then they added DeAndre Jordan, too.
Oh, because he's tight with KD, so he's, I mean, but how quickly did that change? First, it was done deal. They were both going to the Knicks, right?
Do you think they'll have a reality TV show with their wives within a couple of weeks?
Brooklyn basketball wives?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
It's automatic. I think it's automatic.
I have no idea. Those dudes even married? I have no idea.
So who do you believe the most in terms of the Knicks? The Julius Randle, the Boogie, or the Morris brothers. They'll end up with the Morris brothers, the Knicks, at the end of the road for those two bums. I mean, come on.
I do believe you have another Knicks story in there that said that the only players.
I mean, they're not the worst players I ever saw, but they're certainly nothing to get excited about.
The only players that they would give the max to is KD, Kyrie, Kawhi. Right? They wouldn't go beyond, and that's it. They're not going to go beyond that in terms of giving somebody the max, right?
Right.
So I do believe that. Honestly, if you're not going to get any of those max guys, like, why not just, you hate to just throw it in the tank again for another year, right?
So they would give the max to KD, Kyrie, or Kawhi. Well, that's obvious.
But they wouldn't give it to, like, anybody else. Like, they're not going to give the max to, Julius Randle, or anything like that. They're not giving max contracts to those guys.
But he'll make if he did sign with them, I think he's the best player available. And I think that he would actually make good money with the Knicks, the best money he's ever made. He had his best season, hands down. And from the Lakers to the Pelicans to, I believe he got way better. I think he took a step up big time. I've had this conversation on the show before. I think the guy's a baller. I think he can flat out go to the rack and produce. And I think on the Knicks, if they get Durant, which, very well could happen, it could be, it's going to be a year, right? You understand? So it's the same thing all over again. We in New York sat here and watched this team for a year now, longer than that, talk about getting Kevin Durant in this summer, for the 20 season. That was the plan for the last couple of years, right? So this entire past season, we just sat around getting our ass beat. This, and I say our because we, like, I like him. And, Mafia, all of us, we sit in here. Carver, I hates him, but I've liked him forever, right? And all I do is watch him lose. So I've been here 20-some years, and they've been losing, basically, right? So they finally have this chance to get this guy, and then he blows out his Achilles. So he's gone, right? And I said, get Randle. I mean, if you're going to get somebody that can score and that at least can pound it into the rack and get into the paint and make things happen, shake and bake and score, it's him. Now, you know, they're talking about, look, the Boogie Cousins thing, was that not on display fully for everyone in the finals? I thought he looked terrible at the end of the day. Did he not? He might have had one or two moments, but overall, he seemed fat and out of shape and slow, and he didn't do anything compared to what he used to do.
I still honestly believe that he can get closer to the level that he is, as that he used to be.
So plan as more time for the next. Passes.
Well, here's what I think he should do.
So do you think they should go get him and Randle?
But here's what I would do if I was
to put with RJ Barrett.
Because he clearly, as you saw in the finals, after obviously the long layoff and then another injury early in the playoffs,
right?
He was out of shape. He didn't get to play. I think that he needs to kind of do what he did.
He had the quad injury.
Right. I think he needs to go and do what he did last year again. I think he needs to do another 1 year, prove it type of deal. Like, I don't think that he should be out. Look, unless somebody wants to give it to him, I don't think he's going to get, you know, 4 years and a ton of money off of somebody. I think he needs to go train in the offseason like he couldn't last year because he, of course, had the Achilles, and go to a team for 1 year. Maybe it's back to the Warriors. Who knows what it is? Go for 1 year, get yourself right, and then next year you can make dollars.
So, but you would have no problem with them doing a short-term deal with Cousins?
See, the only thing, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I just don't think he would go there because—
Who would you rather have?
If he's going to do 1 year, I think he's going to go to a good team.
All right. Well, fair enough. Who would you rather have, though, if you had the choice, or both? Would it be Randle or would it be Cousins? And Randall's completely healthy.
off a one-year scenario, it would be Randle.
I'd go Randle. I mean, Cousins obviously has been a better player over the course of his career. Like you said, with all the injuries piling up now, he's older, he's not healthy, we don't know what he's going to be like coming back off this injury. Go Randle. He's not going to cost as much, so you still have room to put other guys around Barrett.
He's 24 years old.
He's four years younger.
He averaged 21, 8 rebounds, shot 52% from the floor, 34% from three. I mean, are you kidding me? Can you imagine this guy with Mitchell Robinson and, you know, RJ Barrett, Dennis Smith, Knox, and him, Randle, I like that team. They'll win games.
Well, they'll be a lot more exciting than they were. You actually know the names on the guys on the court instead of what we had the last couple of years where you don't even know who the hell's playing every night in, night out.
So how do you feel about if, let's say, they don't get any of these wonderful names, their fascination with all these big names, which is exactly what it is. How do you feel about those Morris brothers at worst? Would you do that for 1 year until, you know, and sign Durant and then sign those two for, you know, decent salaries for 1 year so that they, you know, both of them would be living large in New York, playing at the Garden, you know, fat paycheck, and then see you later after a year. You know what I mean? Would you have a problem with those two? Because those two, I'll tell you one thing about those two. I'll give you this. They both are dirty, if you ask me. They play physical. They play real, you know, chippy basketball. You have to admit, right? Morris, he doesn't take any crap from anybody. Neither one of them. They'll literally bang with anybody. I mean, if you're going to go to the well, I would take those two dudes on my team any day of the week. Because can you imagine those two with – remember, wasn't he playing with Smart before? I think he was. One of them was.
Marcus was last year.
And just the two of them together, that's like, you know, I want them on my gang. You know what I mean? Those two are, they play very violent physical defense and, like, dirty. I mean, they'll break your nose.
Yeah, I'd take Marcus over Mark. I don't want both of them. I'd take Marcus. I think he's the better player, the tougher guy. He's better on
both. Maybe they want to be together.
They're the same player.
Maybe they love one another.
Play the same spot. You can't have them both.
What about the Martins? From Nevada, they love each other, too. You never let me down. I love you. Just want to be with my brother.
Never give up on me. Once. I'm not going to forget you. You're the best person I know.
I love you. Ole, 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 ole. Can you imagine if Kemba Walker went to Boston? I can see that.
That'd be a good fit for them. A guy who could score, who's been showing.
But he's staying there, don't you think? I think he's staying in Charlotte.
Everything he said is that he wants to be there. That he, when he says he'll even give him a discount, it shows that he wants to stay there.
But he's willing to take less money to stay in Charlotte, but then he'd turn down the max in Boston? There's no way that guy's not playing for a max deal in Boston.
No, if he goes anywhere else, he's going to take all the money
right?
he can get. But he has a soft spot for Charlotte for being there his whole career.
I have a soft spot in my heart as well for Charlotte. God, I've flown through there many times on the way to the Caribbean.
I think Boston's a good spot for him.
Okay. You like him in Boston?
I do. Obviously, Connecticut guy, played with the Huskies, New England area.
Is it hard for you to, Carver High, to hear all of this, you know, enthusiasm that Mafia and I share toward the Knicks, and then you grovel in your seat about how, because you really don't like them?
I'm a Knick hater, there's no doubt about it.
But, so,
I mean, I'm right out there. I hate the Knicks. I enjoy their misery.
You enjoy their misery.
But I also have said for a long time, and you know this, that I think that the Knick turnaround is coming. They are due. The NBA wants them back. They're going to get back eventually. The Knick turnaround.
I don't think they did them any favors. If they were
right,
doing them
were
favors,
really
we'd
favors,
already
they would
have
Zion.
Zion.
I know. But
so I, don't
I just
hear it.
I feel like their day is coming.
You know, we got the kid. We got a really good player. He's the one that, like, Mafia, you're at the gym and you think the best player is showing up to play and he doesn't show up, so the second best player will take him. That's what we got. You didn't get the best player. You got the, all right, we'll take him guy.
Right.
R.J. Barrett's the next best thing. We'll take him. Thanks. That's basically what their draft was. All right, well, since we didn't get what we wanted, we'll take him. That's really what it is for everybody, if you ask me. And I can't wait to see how Ja Morant does. Because they have crowned this guy already, like, automatic, that he's going to do it. And you can't deny what he did at Murray State was phenomenal. Even in high school, you saw the feature on him? Did you see that documentary on him, how they found him? This guy found him playing in a back gym after he went to pick up a bag of Doritos at, like, some, you know, AAU tournament or something. And he wasn't even on the featured court. He was in the back with the kids picking their nose playing. And he walked by the door and saw this guy throwing down. And he called the coach at Murray State. They gave him a full scholarship, like, a day later when they saw him play again. It really is a cool story.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.